When you were in college, was there a formal engagement?
Well, yes. It wasn't that I got down on my knee and proposed, because I think it just kind of evolved that we knew we were going to get married. But I remember that in 1958, as part of this Navy program, I had to be on active duty each summer for a portion of the time. And so when I came back to Madison, I went down to Milwaukee and bought an engagement ring, and that's when we got engaged. So that's when it became formal, but it was just kind of understood for a long time.
By everybody.
Were you expecting that ring?
I don't know whether I was. Well, the night that you gave it to me, we went out to dinner, which in itself was an unheard of thing. We went to a very nice Madison restaurant, which I don't know that neither of us ever been there before. And so we'd been a couple for so long by that time that we knew where we were going. And we knew when, because of his military commitment after college. We knew that if we were going to be together, that we'd get married immediately after we graduated, which is what we did. We were 22.
At that dinner, the night we got engaged, we had never ordered a bottle of wine before in our lives, but I ordered a half a bottle of wine and proceeded to accidentally tip it over onto the table.
What was the wedding like?
I would say that it was a typical 50s wedding. It was in the church in which I had been since we moved to Madison, the First Methodist Church in downtown Madison. It was a pretty simple wedding. We had a reception immediately afterwards that was a tea and cookies and kind of a reception. Then we left, as was typical in that time. We understand that after we left, there was a great party that took place at my parents' house. It was very nice and very traditional.
And where did you leave and go to?
Well, we left from Madison and we went to Milwaukee and the place we stayed that night is now a nursing home near where our son Marty lives.
On Blue Mound Road.
On Blue Mound Road. And then we went to Chicago and we saw the Music Man on stage, which we both was very excited. Went to a baseball game, and the week after that was getting to Quantico, Virginia, where you reported in a week later.
In the Marine Corps, all new second lieutenants go to 9 months of basic officer school in Quantico. So that's where we lived for that period of time. And the birth of Marty, our oldest, was expected shortly after the basic school was finished. So I stayed there for a couple more months, which the Marine Corps organized so that we wouldn't be traveling with a young baby. And then we moved to 29 Palms, California, where basically we were stationed there for 2 years. We had a 20-week time in El Paso, Texas, where I went to school, and Judy and Marty came with me. But then I got out of the Marine Corps in August of 1962.
So. The other thing about Quantico that maybe is worth mentioning is the first month we were there, we acquired our first dog, who was an abandoned puppy. And we've had a series of dogs ever since. There's always, except for brief periods between, there's always been a dog in our house.
Did either of you grow up with pets in the house?
Yes. More so in mine than yours, but you had a dog too when I first knew you. Your parents did.
Right.
So after you left California, where did you go?
I took a job at a company called the Beloit Corporation in Beloit, Wisconsin. And so we moved there immediately or directly from California. And I worked and we lived there for 9 years.
How old was your son when you moved to Beloit?
Our oldest son was because that's part of the story of his illness. But he was just over two, and Andy, our second son, had been born in 29 Palms. Our sons are very close together in age, and he was born 19 months after Marty was born, and then Chris was born in Beloit 25 months after Andy. So there's 3.5 years between the oldest and the youngest.
What was this accident? Where did that happen?
That was in 29 Palms, and he was a little over two. And John had the duty. They was on the base, and I was visiting a friend with my two little boys. And Marty went into their backyard and came in retching and coughing, and he had obviously swallowed wizard charcoal layer fluid. It was a very traumatic experience. He was very ill. There's a tiny little hospital on the base, and two young doctors who followed the book trying to figure out what to do for him, and he had several very serious days in which he went into convulsions and was a very, very sick little boy. It was an awful, awful experience, but we are so grateful that he's fine. He's a physician himself now.
And when you moved to Beloit, you had two children.
Mm-hmm.
And then a third one came mm-hmm. along. Were you ready to be parents with the first one? And what was it like to be the parents of three little kids?
Well, we were very young. And were we ready? I suppose not. And yet it was not uncommon to have children right afterwards. There were lots of people on that base who had babies. Marty was born 9 months after we were married.
They claim that it was in the water there, because, as I said, all new second lieutenants just have graduated from college, and many of them just got married because many of them signed agreements that they wouldn't get married until they graduated. There were many babies born right after arrival at...
But did we know what we were doing as far as being parents? Of course not. It was all... But it was also a time when that was not uncommon. There was a difference in intensity, I think, in terms of focusing on, it just seemed natural at that point. And we were young, and it was somewhat of an adjustment for me to be married, in the sense that I had really enjoyed my college life, and it was quite different being a young married person on the base. But I made that adjustment, and so we had these three little boys pretty quickly, and we winged it from there.
Did you enjoy your job at that time, John?
When I first went to Beloit, I was in an engineering training program for about 18 months. And after that, I went to work in the engineering department. And it very soon became apparent to me that I wasn't very interested in doing what I had been trained to do. I saw the people from the sales department being involved in lots more interesting things. And so I changed careers and went into sales, selling. So my whole career was in sales, selling technical equipment. So I used my engineering background a great deal, but it was used to convince customers to buy our equipment.